I'm Randy Stewart. With me right now is Jim Payne from Stomp the Blues Out of Homelessness. The 8th annual Stomp the Blues concert will be a week from tomorrow out on Campbell at Plainview Road at the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, out, I guess, in their big parking lot there.
Right,
oh,
exactly.
Wait, you're not on yet. You there now, you're
All right, thank you. Yes, the Community Blood Center is a great partner for us, and they've allowed us, this will be our third year on their lot.
Right. Now, this... Well, actually, let's just start and say what exactly does Stomp the Blues Out of Homelessness do? This is a fundraising concert.
Right. This is our annual fundraising event, and what we do is raise money for organizations locally like Women in Need of the Ozarks, the Rare Breed Youth Services, Harmony House, and the Eden Village Project. And my wife and I also do a monthly meal program where we do probably 3,500 meals a year just personally.
Oh, wow. Just
right.
So things like that can keep a person very busy. But this is a cool thing, though, because you've got music literally all day long. The gates will open at noon tomorrow, next Saturday, and then the music starts at 1:30, and you've got great acts this year. Once again, you've hit it lucky with an award winner coming in right after winning the award.
Yeah, this is really crazy. We've been real fortunate. This is the second
because
time.
Because it's the timing, actually.
Right, yeah. It's the second time that we've had a Blues Music Award winner. And Samantha Fish just won the Contemporary Blues Music Award annual award. So it's pretty amazing that our timing. And we're just the week after, obviously, of the BMA Awards. So that helps us a little bit.
Exactly. Especially when you've been smart enough to hire somebody for this that is in pretty much in line to receive an award, and she is just blowing up the blues world.
Right. She is just electric right now. She had a great review and show at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. She just did a great show in Memphis also with the BMAs. So we're really excited to have her. She's almost a local. She's normally calls Kansas City home. She has recently moved to New Orleans to kind of build some of that vibe in her music, and she's really just blowing up.
She really, seriously. And you've got other great performers coming in too.
Mark Broussard is our headliner, and he's a guy that started out as a young man. He's kind of a soulful blues. He's also from New Orleans, so he calls himself kind of Cajun blues, Cajun, he's just got a lot of soul in his music, and he's a person that once he got away from the large big record labels, he donates about 50% of his net profits back to charity.
Really? Wow.
So last year he supported a youth charity in Atlanta. This year I don't know that he's accepted one or announced one, but he just fits smack in the middle of what we do.
That's Mark Broussard. You've also got a local group, of course, the Brenda Meyer Band.
Yes, and Brenda and Burl are just great friends. They do a great job of kind of a classic rock kind of a sound,
right,
and Brenda is more of a Bonnie Raitt-ish kind of a sound. They're just beautiful people, and they play well.
And you're also bringing in Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal.
Josh Hoyer, I ran onto him prior to him being on The Voice, which is kind of the opposite of what you would think. But he was on The Voice last year, and he made it to like the top five or something like that. But he also played at the Eureka Springs Blues Festival last year. So I sent a couple people down to in advance to kind of meet him and see how he does. And he's a great, really, really energetic performer.
I was going to ask you how it came about that you decided to do a marathon blues concert every year to help some of these nonprofits in the area.
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. The blues is something that I'm an Allman Brothers fan, Eric Clapton fan,
Led
Zeppelin. So that's kind of my musical background.
The rock folks that were heavily blues influenced.
Absolutely. And so Paige and I, my wife is Paige, we started doing a meal program with a local group down at Bill's Place on Commercial Street. So after about a year of that, I went to a local DJ who had a blues show, and we were talking about how do we do this? How do we get it started? How do we start raising money? And lo and behold, we did it the first year, 2011, and that's marked by the anniversary of the Joplin tornado.
Right.
The Sunday after our event, the Joplin tornado that destroyed Joplin. But we lost a lot of money that first year. It rained. Weather was absolutely horrible. But we kept pushing forward. You know, the second year we made a little money, third year, and it's grown ever since.
Right.
So our goal this year is to net about $50,000 to spread out. So we're really fortunate.
And I guess Women in Need of the Ozarks is a new one that for you guys to donate to.
Well, this will be the third year that we've supported my wife.
Okay, all right. All right.
They've been around for 18 or 19 years.
Yes, they have.
And they're a great local organization. There again, we want to target prevention of homelessness. So the women in need, they're trying to keep single working women in their homes or on their jobs or those kind of things, and they get a one-time gift to help them with that.
Right. Well, how did homelessness become a specific goal for this fundraising event?
You know, it's really crazy. As we were doing the lunches at Bill's place, one of the first people I met was a veteran, young guy, Marine, who had come back from Iraq. And he's standing in line to get a meal at Bill's place. And, you know, it kind of hits you, and you see young people that are just struggling, and he probably had cases of PTSD and some other issues. But, you know, you see that, and if my wife coined the phrase, if you can help, you should help. So yeah. We strongly feel that way. And then that's kind of where the start came and how it perpetuates itself.
You can get all the details for the 8th annual Stop the Blues Out of Homelessness concert at stopthebluesoutofhomelessness.com. Facebook page, too, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's stompthebluesmissouri. And while we're here, and I hope I have time, but we have a couple ways you can get a discount on the ticket.
Yes.
There are, if you give blood next week at the Community Blood Center, you'll get a $5 off coupon. So it's $5 off at the gate, which would make your ticket $23. The other way, and it's kind of a luck of the draw, we've always been on Armed Forces Day. So if you're an active duty military person, bring your ID. You also get $5 off at the gate.
And tickets are actually there's a $3 discount if you buy them in advance.
That's exactly right. It's 25 now and 28 the day of the show.
But if on the day of the show you are a military person and bring your ID, you get how much off?
$5
off.
Right.
And if you give blood at the Community Blood Center next week, you'll get $5 off that $28 charge at the gate.
Right. Absolutely.
So, again, the 8th annual Stomp the Blues Out of Homelessness concert next Saturday the 19th, the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks out on their large, rangy parking lot there.
Right.
There's
right.
Lots of room.
Yes.
220
yes.
West Plainview Road at Campbell. And gates will open at noon. The music will start at 1:30. Tickets, again, $25 in advance or $28 on the 19th. And there are, as we said, other ways to get to discounts off of those.
Great.
Visit stompthebluesoutofhomelessness.com or on Facebook at stompthebluesmissouri.
Correct.
And let's see. Anything? Well, let's once again mention that your performers are going to be Mark Broussard. He's the headliner. The Brenda Meyer Band, Samantha Fish, and Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. With the music starting at 1:30, how long will the show run?
The bands will go 1:30, 3:35, 37:30.
Okay.
They all play a 90-minute set, so by 10 o'clock we should have lights out.
All right. And again, that is next Saturday the 19th on the parking lot at Community Blood Center of the Ozarks at Plainview and Campbell. And anything else we've left out that people need to know?
No, I think that's really it. If people have an aversion to the internet, they can get tickets at my office at Choice Escrow and Land Title at 1440 East Primrose or at Classic Rock Coffee there on West Sunset.
Does the Blood Center have tickets available? Or?
No, they do not.
Okay.
They do not.
So once again, where are tickets available?
Choice Escrow and Land Title at 1440 East Primrose.
Okay.
And Classic Rock Coffee there on West Sunset, just west of Kansas.
Yes. All right. Well, that is Jim Payne from Stomp the Blues Out of Homelessness, the 8th annual concert. Be raising money for groups that provide direct assistance for the homeless or the near homeless, groups like Women in Need of the Ozarks, Harmony House, The Rare Breed, The Gathering Tree.
Right.
And
right.
You're hoping to raise $50,000 this time.
That's exactly so right. That's our goal.
Get out next Saturday and enjoy some great blues.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
Thank you.